Chapter 9, House of Wisdom.
"Mamoon?" said Annie.
"Yes," said Mamoon. "I am very glad to see that you have safely arrived in Baghdad."
"We're glad you're safe, too," said Annie. "We were worried about you."
"I looked everywhere for you after the sandstorm," said Mamoon. "Finally, I gave up my search and returned sadly to Baghdad. I assume you found your family."
Sure, said Annie. "We found them."
"And we found your book," said Jack. "When we couldn't find you, we decided that we should give the book to the caliph."
Mamoon smiled.
"You still do not understand, do you?" he said.
"Understand what?" said Annie.
"I am Caliph Abdullah al-Mamoon."
"You're the caliph?" said Annie.
"But how? What?" stammered Jack.
"For many years I have wanted a book of Aristotle's wisdom," explained the caliph. "I heard that such a book had been found in the city of Damascus, and I made arrangements to acquire it for my library. It was most important that it arrive here safely. I have long wished to travel again through the desert as I did when I was a boy, so I disguised myself as a humble merchant and made the journey. My fellow travelers never knew my true identity."
"Wow," whispered Jack.
"You have shown me that you have a great respect for books and learning," said Caliph al-Mamoon, "and you have also proven you have humble hearts. Before you join your family, I want to show you a very special place. I call it the House of Wisdom."
"The House of Wisdom?" breathed Jack. "That sounds great."
"It is my hope that the world will indeed find it great," said the caliph. "Come." He started to leave the room. Jack and Annie rose from the floor and hurried after him. Carrying the ancient book of Aristotle, the caliph led Jack and Annie out of the room of the tree. His gold-trimmed robe billowed about him as he swept down the corridor. Every person he passed bowed low to the floor.
"Another mystery solved," Annie said to Jack. She quoted from Merlin's letter. "Greet a friend you once knew and a new friend to be." "Both friends are the same person," said Annie. "Mamoon from the desert and Caliph Abdullah al-Mamoon."
"Right," said Jack, smiling. The caliph led Jack and Annie out the front doors of the palace. In the courtyard stood two camels with long poles attached to their saddles. Resting on top of the poles was a small carriage decorated with gold tassels and brass bells. Servants helped Jack, Annie, and Caliph Abdullah al-Mamoon into the strange little carriage. Bells jingled as the camels began to move slowly through the courtyard. The caliph opened tiny shutters to let in air and sunlight. Jack looked out. Everyone bowed as the royal carriage passed by, the boys playing ball, the gardeners weeding flower beds, the women carrying pots. Jack had lots of questions about the House of Wisdom, but now that he knew their friend Mamoon was the mighty caliph, he felt shy. Even Annie seemed to be at a loss for words as they rode past the date palms and the palace gardens.
"We are here," said the caliph as the camels came to a stop.
He helped Jack and Annie out of the carriage, then he led them up the steps of a large brick building.
"Welcome to the House of Wisdom," said the caliph, "a learning center for the entire world.